Megillah, Perek, Dalet, Mishnah, Zion, 4-7. Now we discuss some restrictions on who may do the Birkas Kohanim in front of the community. Now the picture that the Mishnah has in mind is that the Kohen, or Kohanim, or the Kohen in question going up to bless the people, is doing the Duchening, he's doing the blessing with his hands put up, in like, you know, this that special way, but not wearing a talis covering his hands. And that being the case, people can see his hands. So the basic point of our Mishnah is, we're concerned people will be distracted and want to see his hands and get a look at them. So if his hands are very unusual looking, so then they'll be distracted, and therefore he shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. Now, a bit of the backstory is that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina itself rested on the hands of the Kohanim doing the Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, it was certainly forbidden to look at their hands in the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, we don't quite have that. Nevertheless, we want people to not be distracted by trying to, you know, focus on getting a glimpse of this unusual-looking person and not paying attention to the brachas. That being the case, although the Mishnah will say if his hands look funny, then he can't do Birkas Kohanim, the truth is that on the one side, it's not about hands. It could be equally true about if his face looks funny or his feet look funny, that would also be distracting, and therefore he shouldn't do the duchening. Again, assuming he's not wearing a talus over his head and hands, which nowadays we do. And similarly, even if he does look kind of funny, but he's a regular in town, everyone knows him, and therefore they're, you know, they've seen his funny looking hands, but now they don't interest them anymore, it would be permitted for him to go up because someone who's called a Dash Beiro, a regular in town, like people have had enough looking at his unusual hands, and now it's not an issue, so he would be permitted anyways. Now the words in the Mishnah say inside, Kohen Sheyesh B'yadav Mumen. A Kohen who has some kind of irregularities, deformities of his hand, like his fingers are bent backwards or sideways, whatever it is, lo yiseh kapav, he shouldn't be doing the Nesias Kapayim. The words translate literally as lifting up of the hands. He shouldn't put his hands up, but we're talking about the Kohen doing his blessing with, like, the, you know, the split between the index and middle finger, etc., like people know how the Birkas Kohanim looks. He shouldn't do that, because they'll be looking at him and distracted. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda comes to add, not only if his hands are somehow like irregular, but also Af Mishahayu Yadav Tzavuan Istisufua. Similarly, if a person's hands are, he's a dyer and he works with dye, so his hands are colored. Whether Istis, which is in English Wode, W-O-A-D, it's like a blue dye, or Pua, translated often as madder, it's a red dye, so if his hands are like red or blue, so then people want to see the red hands and be interested in it, and therefore they'll be distracted, therefore he shouldn't do it. Lo yiseh kapav, says Rabbi Yehuda, b'bnei sha'am mistaklin bo, because everyone will be looking at his hands, and that's be distracted and not do it right. Now, the Gemara goes on to say, just as a person who is like a regular in town can do the dochening because people are, they've had enough looking at him, they get it already. So too, if say like, you know, half the town already are dyers and their hands are also blue and or red, so it's not very interesting. And that being the case, it's no problem, not distracting for people, for someone to do the duchening with his hands blue or red, etc., because it's not very interesting, and therefore they will not be distracted. Nowadays, as I said, this whole halacha kind of falls away because people who do duchening are under a talis, therefore nothing to see anyways, and therefore everyone can go up and do it.